So that's the process that we're going through. So we look at geographical areas, keeping the elementary attendance areas in the same high school feeder pattern. So you're not disrupting not only an elementary, but then a middle school feeder and a high school feeder. So it's just once, it's at the elementary. Looking at contingent geographical areas, but also looking at transfers, looking at special programs that might be in the building, trying to figure out the least possible impact on families. However, there will be an impact on families. You simply cannot reduce a portion of a student population and not impact lives. Trying to reduce that as much as possible is really the goal.